Hi, I'm Osereme from Sword of Nigerian, and this is COVID Niger, our COVID-19 update. COVID-19, or coronavirus as it's commonly known, is touching all parts of the world, and Nigeria is no different. This podcast is an opportunity to show how the disease and the measures put in place to curb its spread are affecting the lives of Nigerians in their own words.
My name is Shiji Bomi. I'm 25 in June. I work as a business development strategist for a fintech firm. I live in Lagos, Nigeria.
Shiji Bomi began working from home about 2 weeks prior to the official government mandated lockdown. This was due to concerns from her workplace about whether or not she had come into contact with the virus.
Prior to the official government lockdown, one of my aunties who lives in London came in to visit. However, she had already been in Nigeria for about 2 weeks before she stopped over at my house. There was contact, I hugged her, we spoke briefly. She came around on Sunday, I went to work on Monday, and you know, I wasn't feeling so good. And I spoke with one of my colleagues, which was, you know, a very casual chat. Meanwhile, this was malaria. I only had malaria symptoms. If you're familiar with what malaria is, I'm sure you understand why some people might confuse malaria symptoms with COVID-19 symptoms, or, you know, might just be worried or feel uncomfortable around someone who's displaying malaria symptoms in a time like this.
Malaria symptoms include fever, coughing, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue, which are very similar to the symptoms of COVID-19. This coupled with the recent visit of her aunt from the UK, which was at the time already reporting a number of cases of the disease, caused concern from the colleague who went on to inform the company's HR department.
Generally, I don't think it was snitching. They were just being concerned. As a result, I was told to stay at home for 2 weeks, which I did. In the second week of my self-isolation, which my company had insisted on, the government then announced an official lockdown.
As someone who has to commute from Lagos's mainland to island for work, a journey that can often take hours due to traffic, working from home seemed like a godsend.
The immediate impact this disease had for me was I was no longer moving around so often. I was always on the go, but now I wasn't doing that anymore, and it felt kind of good initially. I felt like I was doing something good by staying at home. So the first week went quite all right. The second week, I started to feel uncomfortable, but you know, I was still getting my work done. I was still doing everything I needed to do. I bought all the food I needed to buy, so I was comfortable.
Once the government mandated lockdown was announced, signs of COVID-19 and the measures taken to curb it began appearing all around Lagos.
When the government announced an official lockdown, my roommate and I went to get food supplies. And when we went into the grocery store, there were already dispensers outside with security people, making sure you use hand sanitizers, making sure you weren't touching the door to get in. Cashiers were wearing gloves. They were disinfecting everything. Lagos became a ghost town, which Lagos is never a ghost town. Lagos is always busy, but it became a ghost town in a matter of days. It was interesting to not see people around in Lagos, because occasionally I would drive out to get something from supermarkets, and even supermarkets are closed here in Lagos. It's not very common for you to see supermarkets open in this time. Supermarkets, everything that are considered essential services in other countries, are shut down here in Lagos. I've heard conditions are different in some other states. If you need to get food, you need to go to the market proper. These markets are only open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day, and they're open in specific locations that the government has given permission for them to be at.
Like Fasayo in the previous episode, Shiji Bomi is worried that these measures do not take into account the lived reality of most Nigerians.
This is a country that has about 190 million people, and most of that population lives below the poverty line. They're people who live below a dollar a day, and these people make their income daily. They have to hawk food, they have to park cars for an income, they have to help people who buy stuff at the market wheel their food to their cars, they have to wash car glasses in traffic. These are things people do to survive, because obviously there are no social safety nets here in Nigeria. You're on your own, you pump your own water, you get everything done yourself. Majority of the population lives on a daily income. People don't have consistent jobs. If you have a good job and you're paid very well, you're one of the lucky few. So obviously, if you live in a country like that and you tell people, hey, you can't go out to make your daily income anymore, you have to stock your house with food for the next 2 weeks. So where are people supposed to get that kind of money from if they make their money every day anyway and they're no longer allowed to go out? They're at risk of starving. And so this was something I was very concerned about personally. And a lot of people criticized the government for having not done anything or made any provision.
Government efforts to address this by distributing supplies to low-income areas have been met with negative reviews.
So the state government in Lagos created a sort of stimulus package, rice, and, you know, a few things that people would need to survive. But even at that, we've seen videos and we've seen pictures. You know, apparently these packages are just not adequate. Some people, we've seen videos where they're smaller than the government portrayed them to be. We know that although there's been some sort of assistance, the assistance is inadequate, both on a federal and a state level.
Since the lockdown began, there have been noticeable waves of robberies across Lagos. While citizens acknowledge that it's a result of the lockdown, there's debate over why exactly this has happened.
I think these robberies are as a result of people not being able to go out to make money as they would normally, while other people are of the school of thought that, you know what, these are thugs who steal or rob or cause havoc with or without a lockdown, and they're only capitalizing or taking advantage of the fact that there is now a lockdown and the city is now a ghost town and it's easier for them to prey on people. That's what some people are thinking. Maybe it's half correct, maybe it's half incorrect.
Shijibomi was personally affected, as her neighborhood was one of those targeted by robbers.
My neighborhood was, should I say, under siege. Just a couple of streets from my street where I live, I could see local guards were coming out, you know, burning tires to signify to the thieves that, you know what, we are here, and if you come here, you're in danger. So, you know, a lot of local guards came out to defend the communities. We were hearing gunshots and sounds here and there. It was a very bad experience. Luckily for us, which, you know, is not something that really happens very often here in Edra Lagos, police actually showed up. They showed up and they were here till about 5 a.m. and they didn't leave, and, you know, they actually protected the community. Police weren't alone. The local guards were working. People in the streets came out to protect themselves as well. But it was just terrifying knowing that just the street right beside you, something like that is happening. And we had to hear shots and all sorts of sounds all night. And I think that's the most significant way my life has been affected, you know, by this virus.
As the situation with COVID-19 unfolds, people have been affected not just by the disease, but by its far-reaching consequences. For Shijibomi, this has meant a robbery scare, and for millions of people across Nigeria, it means even more uncertainty as to where their next meal is going to come from. So that's it for this installation of COVID Niger. Please follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Sort of Nigerian for more updates and more content. Remember to stay safe, wash your hands, and salute to all the essential workers. Bye-bye.